Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Caden?
Out here, Christine!
Out where?
Surprise!
What is this?
My new game room.
Where did it come from?
It's a log cabin kit.
It's gonna have a roof, doors, and all the bells and whistles.
Building this yourself?
Yeah, you know what's really exciting, Christine, is that we're doing this with our own bare hands. I mean, it's just like the pioneers did. Of course, their logs may not have been numbered like ours were, but I tell you, still the same principle. I'd give anything to go back to the pioneer days.
Oh, Hayden.
No, I mean it. You're going to find this hard to understand because you're a woman. You don't have the same instincts that a man has, but I'd have thrived 150 years ago, and not just because the way I think. I love everything about the pioneer days, Christina. It's man against nature. If you wanted a roof over your head, you built it. If you wanted something to eat, you caught it.
You wanted to get money from a bank, you robbed it.
I think the point is I was born with a pioneering spirit. That's why I've always been drawn to the woods. That's why I got this survival instinct. God, is that a bear?
Oh, my God!
Ah, run! Oh, run! Run!
Get away. Shoo, shoo.
Get gone, you guys.
He's right, Luth. I don't see him anywhere. Christine scared the hell out of him.
Well, I'm not leaving. I know he's out there.
He can't stay here all night.
Well, I'm not going to walk to my car as long as I know there's a bear in the woods.
Shh! I heard the front door open.
So?
So maybe it's the bear.
Well, Luther, you think a bear opened the front door?
And they're very intelligent creatures, Hayden. They can ride unicycles. They can open doors. God, he's got Kelly.
Oh. Right here, sweetheart.
You alone?
Yeah, I'm alone.
Come on, Bubba, let's get out here while it's safe. Listen, if you see the bear distract him, I'll get the car, and if I can find help, I'll send it back.
Bear?
Oh, it was nothing. Bear came up to the wall, and Grizzly Adams here scared him away. Hey, speaking of Grizzly, how was the weekend with your mother?
Big. Real big.
She gets fat again?
No, no, she looks great. She's got great news. She's met someone.
You're kidding!
No, and that's not all. She's getting married.
Oh, my golly, how exciting!
All right!
Gosh, I didn't realize you'd be this excited about it.
Are you kidding? I've been waiting 18 years for your mother to fall in love. I'm off the hook! I'm off the hook!
So tell me, did you meet the guy? What is he like?
What difference does it make? As long as he's not in prison, it's a good match.
Now, he seems really nuts. His name's Chet Wilkie.
Oh, he's got a name. All right. Well, you make sure and give them all my best.
Actually, you can give them your best. They're coming here next weekend to meet you both.
What for?
Because Chet wants us all to be friends.
What for?
Why shouldn't we be friends? I mean, Beth and I are friendly.
Which I hate.
Why?
Because it's sick, Christine. Beth and I have been intimate. She's probably been intimate with Chet, and I just don't think it's right that two people who've seen the same person naked should be friends. God, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Look, I know you're not comfortable with this, Dad, but Chet's a very family-oriented guy. And he thinks that families should be together, and there shouldn't be any tension.
Well, which does he believe, that families should be together or that there shouldn't be any tension? Because you can't have both.
Believe it or not, Hayden, a lot of families love being together.
Name one that's not Mormon.
All I'm asking you is that we have one lousy lunch together.
I think we should have them to the cabin for dinner.
That's an even better idea.
Yeah? Well, I'll go with one better than that. Why don't you just lay me on the table saw, you turn it on, and you shove me through.
Hayden, would you cheer up? It's not going to hurt you to give up one of your precious weekends.
I only get 52 of them a year, Christine, and I almost never have a good one. Besides, what am I going to talk about?
You'll think of something.
Geez, can't talk about Beth because that whole naked thing. And can't talk about politics. I don't know anything.
You could talk about life.
Woof-dee-doo, there's a lot of laughs.
That's them. Now, be nice.
Hey, you don't have to tell me to be nice. I know how to act.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, Beth, welcome. It's so good to see you
it's
again.
It's good to see you too, Christine. Oh. This is Chet.
Oh, hello. So nice to meet you.
Oh, thanks so much for inviting us.
Oh, well, don't thank me. Thank... can I take your coat?
Hello, Hayden.
Hey, hello there, Beth.
Chet, this is obviously Hayden.
Hey there, Chester. How you doing?
It's great to finally meet you, Hayden. By the way, it's just Chet. It's not short for Chester.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be presumptuous. Hey, speaking of names, anybody want some Johnny Walker?
Actually, Hayden, if you're pouring, I wouldn't mind a soft drink.
Yeah, I'll have one, too. Same here.
Great. Why don't we all sit by the fire? I guess, first off, congratulations are in order. Oh, what a wonderful surprise.
Thank you. It was a surprise for me, too. I mean, after Hayden, I thought I'd never face marriage again. But I met Chet, and at the risk of sounding like an old movie, he swept me off my feet.
Psycho was an old movie, too.
So, how did you meet?
Beth was buying some spackle in my store.
Chet owns a paint and wallpaper business.
I guess you can say I filled the hole in her wall, and she filled the hole in my life.
Oh. Well, here we go. Okay. Soda for you. Soda for you, Chester. Soda for you. Gee, I wonder who had the double scotch.
I just think it's so great that you two found each other.
So, paint, huh?
Well, paint and paint supplies. I cover a little bit more ground than just paint. They call it a crusade, but I'm trying to break the stereotype everyone has of paint people.
What stereotype's that?
Oh, you know, the boring guy who won't stop talking about latex and solvents and enamels and oil-based versus water-based and stains and varnishes, custom blending, brush widths, bristle thickness, matte finish, gloss finish, semi-gloss, high gloss, the whole gloss scale. I could go on and on. Thinners, drop cloths, masking, cleanup techniques. You know what I say to paint people who talk like that? Dry up.
That's a good one. You don't by any chance happen to sell table saws, do you?
Hey, Dad's building a game room. Maybe you could give him some ideas.
Oh, that's okay, honey. I really don't like ideas.
Well, you wouldn't have to take any of them, but who knows? Maybe if I threw out 200 or 300, you might spark to something.
Come on, Dad. Might give you two a chance to get to know each other better.
That is what tonight's about, right?
Right, yeah, right. Well, you let us know the second dinner's ready, huh? Okay, Chester, room's this way. Is that it?
That's the rice.
Crap. Well, here we are. Whoa, do I love this. I'm going to throw something out to you because it hit me like a ton of bricks. Williamsburg green. Huh? I'd paint the whole thing Williamsburg green.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to paint it. It's a log cabin.
Well, then maybe Williamsburg green for the cushions and curtains.
Well, I wasn't going to have any curtains and cushions. I just going to have a pool table.
What color felt?
Williamsburg green.
The only reason I'm pushing it is because it screams male companionship.
Yeah, well, I don't think I want anything screaming in this room, Chester.
No, no, it's good, Hayden. It's rich, it's warm, it breeds conversation.
No, I don't think I want anything breeding in here either.
Look, I know this is awkward for you, but I don't see any reason why you and I shouldn't be friends.
Well, I don't either. Let's go to dinner, my good friend Chester.
You know, when you think about it, you and I have a lot in common. I'd say we're both about the same age, give or take a president. We both work in high-powered, exciting professions. Both been divorced, both about to get married again. And at one time or another, we both had our paint stirred by Beth Pignatelli. What I'm trying to say, Hayden, is I was hoping you could give me a little friendly advice.
Well, I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Beth and I are very much in love, but we've really only known each other 3 months.
3 months?
Why? You think it's too fast?
I mean, 3 months, 5 minutes. If the feelings were there, I say, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Well, that's how I felt. Still, I know you and Beth had some problems in your marriage. If possible, I'd like to avoid making the same mistakes.
Oh, you're not going to make the same mistakes. My gosh, you know, Beth and I were just kids, you know, when we got married. I think we fell in love with the idea of marriage. We just kind of jumped into it.
Gee, that kind of sounds like what we're doing.
You're not kids. You're fine.
Yeah, still, I have to admit, I do love the idea of being married. I was married for 20 years since my divorce last May, and I've been miserable.
You've only been divorced since last May?
You think that's too fast?
Well, it's a little fast, not too fast. I mean, personally, I'm a guy who believes that rebound relationships can work.
I never thought of this as a rebound relationship.
Oh, no, 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 it's not. I mean, Beth, a rebound relationship? Come on, she's been waiting 18 years. If there's anyone that's comfortable being single, it's Beth.
There's food for thought.
What is?
Beth is an independent woman. I'm a terribly dependent person. I never thought about that.
Look, look, you are marrying Beth. This is no time to start thinking. We shouldn't even be talking about this. Now you, come on, let's go to dinner.
No, no, what you say makes a lot of sense, Hayden. Maybe this combination isn't such a good mix.
It's a perfect mix. You're exact opposites, and everyone knows opposites attract. It's a universal law.
My ex-wife and I were opposites.
Well, each case is different. You can't take a universal law and apply it to everybody.
I don't know if I can handle screwing up a second marriage.
You're not going to screw this up.
You're darn right I'm not, because I'm not going to do it.
What?
Thank God we had this talk. I'm getting out, Hayden. Thank you.
What the hell are you saying?
Well, it's not that I haven't had little doubts about marrying Beth. You just put them under a microscope and magnified them 1,000 times so I could see them clearly. You've opened my eyes, Hayden.
Well, close them. Close them tight. Never open them again.
I can't do that. I realize now I haven't thought this thing through.
It's marriage. What is there to think through?
Well, while you're panicking, Hayden, you saved my life.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't say that. Do you have any idea the trouble I'm going to be in if Beth finds out you're breaking up?
In the long run, even Beth is going to thank you for this.
If Beth finds out about this, I don't have a long run. I don't know if you've ever seen her mad, but she's like a rabid wolverine.
Oh, my God.
But you know, cute. Only when she's upset. And if you don't say anything to upset her, it's going to be a great evening.
I don't know if I can do that. I'm not a guy who can hide his true feelings.
Then follow my lead. It's one of the few things I do really well.
My mind is reeling. The Williamsburg green is gone. All I can see is Santa Fe red with streaks of number 6 black.
Here's my guy. I was starting to think you abandoned me.
Oh, hey, Chester, look at that salmon, huh?
Did you two come up with any ideas while you were in there?
Well, we kicked around a couple of things, but we decided not to make any decisions. Isn't that right, Chet? Huh? Right? Okay, let's see. Come on, here we go. Boy, yeah, look at that. Christine is a fabulous cook, but she's not the cook Beth is.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Well, no, I mean, Beth is like a professional cook. I mean, it's understandable, all those years at the Pancake House.
Well, I'd like to be the first to propose a toast to the happy couple.
Honey, I really think we should eat. The salmon's going to get cold.
It's served cold, Hayden.
Well, it's going to get warm. May go bad on us. I think we should eat.
We're toasting.
Right, okay.
May your wedding, your marriage, and your life be filled with joy.
Good one.
The
joy that two people who know they are right for each other can have.
Oh. Okay, that's it. Good. Here we go.
Thank you, honey. That was very sweet.
I feel like I should say something.
Well, you say yes to salmon because it's salmon time.
So, are you two planning a big wedding?
No, no, just close friends and family. Chet suggested we write our own vows.
Oh, how romantic.
I know there are things I want to say to him, and I think there are things he wants to say to me, too.
Well, hey, you know, I tried that new fat-free ice cream the other day. Boy, was it good.
Chet, I think it's wonderful that you're participating in the planning.
I just want Beth to be happy.
Always better than angry.
I am happy. And when I look at Chet, all I see is happiness for the rest of my life.
Anybody think I need a haircut?
Dad, Mom was talking.
Sorry.
I was just saying that I was ready to spend the rest of my life alone, and I'd accepted that. But Chet renewed my faith in men.
Chet, sweetie? Is he all right?
I don't know. Chet, are you choking, honey?
Hey, help him do something.
Yeah, well, he may be choking, but I don't think it's on the fish.
What are you talking about? What's going on?
Oh, boy. Well, listen, if I tell you, you promise not to blame me?
What did you do?
Well, there's a lot of blame in that question, Christine.
Dad, what is it?
Well, Chet thinks he may want to break up.
Oh, my God. Well, what did you say to him?
Nothing. One minute we're talking about paint and everything's fine. The next minute we're talking about marriage and he goes squirrely on me. I gotta tell you, the two of them are as mad as hatters.
What? You've got to do something.
Well, do what?
Just go in there and see if he's okay.
Okay.
I just can't believe this. I'm in shock.
Come on. I'm just going to see if everything's okay.
You rotten, stinking...
Jeez. Oh. That's a new move, Beth.
You just couldn't stand to see me happy, could you?
I knew you were going to blame me for this.
Get out of my way. I want to go home.
Hey, come on, Beth, wait! We have pie! What the hell's the matter with you? Why'd you have to say anything?
I couldn't lie to her.
You're not lying. You're panicking. Come on, that's normal. Don't let it ruin everything. Yeah, I mean, you may wake up tomorrow morning and wonder more than ever, and then where the hell are you going to be?
Oh, God, you're right.
Look, you got to go talk to her.
Just give me a minute. Let the colors clear.
Well, I'm going to go keep her from leaving. You pull yourself together, and then you come in.
I don't know how to thank you for this, Hayden.
You just don't visit me anymore.
Mom, don't leave.
I have to.
Hayden, do something.
Hey, come on, Beth. Now listen, we're going to talk.
I don't want to talk to you.
Everybody's going to talk.
Dad.
Shut up. Now, Chet's a little fluttery right now. He got upset, but hey, come on, he's only human. But he loves you, Beth. He loves you a lot. And even though he's a little afraid of marriage right now, he wants to be with you more than anything else in the whole world.
Chet?
Hey, Chet, wait! Hold it! Chet, you get back in here! Let me go!
Oh, gee, here's every girl's fantasy. My ex-husband dragging back my fiancé.
Chet, you sit down there and listen, damn it. Beth, you sit down there and listen, too. Now, people have been doing way too much thinking around here. Love isn't something you think about. Love is something you feel. People don't get married because they think it's a good idea. People get married because they want to say, this is the person that makes me feel like no other person in the whole world. And if that's the way you two feel about each other, it shouldn't matter what anybody else says. Chet, how do you feel about Beth? Don't think about it.
I'm not sure how I feel about her. I know I'd feel lost without her.
All right. All right, that's good. Now, you stay lost for a second. Beth? How do you feel about Chet?
Well, I'm not sure anymore. Till tonight, I felt like he was the man I'd been looking for all my life.
What do you mean, all your life?
Hayden.
Oh. Well, that's okay. That's a feeling. That's good. Well, if that's the way you two feel about each other, what the hell is the problem?
Hayden is right. My feelings for you haven't changed. Even as I was running for the car, I felt committed to you.
Oh. Hey, yeah, I mean, it's not like you don't know what you're in for. You sure there's going to be some surprises along the way? Have you met her mother?
No.
Trust me, there's going to be some surprises. But heck, if it feels right, then it must be right. I mean, look at me. You know, the moment I laid my eyes on Christine, I knew this is the woman I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. Look at us now. 5 years later, here we are. Engaged, and only a year or two away from walking down that aisle.
It's all happened so fast, my head is spinning.
I don't know, Mom. I've just never seen you happier than you've been with Chet. And Chet, you seem like the happiest guy in the world till you met my dad.
Well, thank you, honey. Thank you for sharing. Point is, you just gotta follow your heart.
It felt right the night I asked you to marry me.
Felt right when I said yes.
I'm sorry we've smudged this evening, but if it's all right with the rest of you, I'd like to spend some time alone with Beth.
Does that bother anybody? Doesn't bother me.
Come on, I'll drive you guys back to the hotel.
Maybe we can all get together tomorrow for Sunday brunch.
Oh, nuts. See, we're going to morning mass, but if we don't stay for the second show, we'll call you.
Well, Christine, I'll call you anyway before we go.
Great.
Yes.
Hayden, sorry I hit you.
It's not the first time, Beth.
But it was the first time I was sorry.
Beth, I want to tell you something. You got a great guy. And Chet here. And I think you guys are going to be a happy couple, and I think you're going to live the rest of your lives just nothing but happiness, just bliss. Bye-bye. Bye, Nick. You know you're going to their wedding alone.
I know that.
Okay.